implemented various measures to maintain public order and security during the 19th session of the Conference of the Parliamentary Union of the OIC Member States, scheduled for May 12th in Jakarta. BRIMO Commander Senior Commissioner Hanik Marianto noted that Jakarta BRIMO had also readied two wheeled vehicles, bomb disposal personnel, and specialized vehicles, including Barracuda armored water cannon trucks. VSAC is a sacred occasion to cultivate true and promote global peace by strengthening harmony and tolerance among religious communities. Minister of Religious Affairs Nasaruddin Umar said as Indonesia commemorated. This year's National VSAC Ceremony adopted the theme Enhancing Self-Control and that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. On the mic here, you're going to be listening to a lot of yearning, an intense love song. And I'm pretty sure that by now, our listeners, have been getting the sense of, oh, this is a very emotional song that Unique has played. And I am going to play you another song, but maybe not so sad and not so emo tone. I'm going to play you an upbeat song from Dear Us and Remember Us that I'm pretty sure you're familiar with. Come on.
Thank you. broadcast in my language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Kisarani, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Music and Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Yeah.
so poverty is not inevitable. It is an area where the world has made huge progress in the past few decades. Just 30 years ago, there were 1.9 billion people living in extreme poverty, but that number has been transformed. In 2015, it fell to 734 million. That's over a billion people lifted out of poverty.
A billion people out of poverty was amazing.
Amina Mohammed, Deputy Secretary General of the UN.
It was across the world we lifted people out of poverty. Across the world, more kids got into education. It was across the world, maternal mortality was reduced. Across the world today, not many people will be left without access to a mobile phone. And what that has done to empower them to access education, to a livelihood, is huge.
But still, almost 10% of the human race are living unbelievably harsh lives. This is largely determined by their circumstances at birth, and these high levels of inequalities work against better opportunities for all. Opportunities that could change the world.
The world is filled with inequality. While we're all floating on the same sea, we're not in the same boat. It's clear that some are in super yachts, while others are clinging to drifting debris.
Professor Siddhartha Mitra is the brains behind what has become known as the hole-in-the-wall experiment.
I want to tell you a story about 1999. I used to teach people how to write computer programs. And I had a very, plush office and everything. And just outside of these offices, there was this large, sprawling urban slum full of children. Now, those children, they had never seen a computer before. They didn't know what the internet was, and they didn't know any English. But I had a sneaky kind of suspicion that there was a special relationship between children and computers that perhaps we were not aware of. So one day I tried an experiment. I made an opening in the boundary wall that separated my offices from the slum. And then I fixed a computer into the boundary wall so that from the other side of the wall, you could see the computer and a touchpad. And on the first day, we saw this 8-year-old boy teaching a 6-year-old girl how to surf. Now, how on earth did he figure that out? How did he know what the computer was doing? 3 months after that, first put their computer in the wall. Children said they wanted a faster processor and a better mouse. I asked them, how on earth do you know these words? Where did you learn this from? And they said, well, you left a machine here that speaks only in English, so we had no option but to learn the language. Easy, isn't it? I repeated the hole-in-the-wall experiment for 5 years across the length and breadth of India. We have an enormous potential of what children can achieve together if we let them.
There is potential everywhere. We just have to unlock it. Actor and UNDP Goodwill Ambassador Michelle Yeoh. A huge amount depends on where public money is spent. More of it must urgently go into health, into giving everyone a safety net. There is a revolution that is happening in education. Global digital literacy, connecting every school, every person to the internet. This can be done. The recovery from COVID must lead to an economy that works for everyone. Let's start with tax. We have widespread tax concessions, tax avoidance, and tax evasion, which means that there's so much less money for all the crucial things. Health, education, social protection, green jobs. Many developing countries are weighed down by historical debts, spending more money on debt repayments than they are spending on healthcare and improving their own people's lives. And then there's the importance of global investment in peace. More and more, the poorest countries in the world are those countries where conflict and violence tear apart people's lives and chances. The peace dividend for the world is immeasurable. That's why, in March, the UN Secretary General called for a global ceasefire.
And we must break the vicious cycle of corruption and increase the power of the people to keep check on the people in power. A strong civil society, a free, independent media, and responsible social media platforms that encourage healthy debate. Equality unleashes the potential of everyone to improve their own lives and contribute to the lives of everyone else.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly.
Not too. Hard-working artists trying harder to make eye-popping Chilabon become one of Chilabon icons, attracting young generations.
generations. The Kamino Force of Indonesia crew to the house of Nani Kadmini in Kedung Bunda village, Gempol district, around 10 kilometers away from Cirebon city, was warmly welcomed. Nani Kadmini was just inaugurated as Palimanan Palitoping Maestro of Cirebon, West Java. Her career as a dancer and an artist who preserves to maintain and develop Palitoping, or known as Topping, has started since she was a child.
Since the third grade, my friends and I have learned to dance. In 3 months, we could master one dance. Then we could learn even faster because we could feel the rhythm. We were able to master 5 dances less than a year.
Nani's interest in the Cirebon art is highly influenced by her parents, who always invited Topping dancers in every event.
When I was a child, my mother always invited Topping dancers for events, so I really love Topping dance and get used to it.
In addition, big support from her parents, who are not Topping artists, strengthens her determination to give in by Topping Cirebon, as she explained.
My mom is not a dancer, she used to sell furniture. So if we wanted to practice dancing with Gamelan traditional music, we get a party and dance before that. My parents always support me.
Support from her parents is not in vain. As time went by, Nani, who learned Tari Topping from her teacher, Mimi Suji, Topping Maestro, started showing her skill. She began dancing in keraton, or palace, as well as national and international performances. Nani stated.
At that time, Tari Topping only released its Independence Day without a neighboring unit community. Then it went to the national level, as well as Japan and Korea.
Economic condition also encouraged Nani to learn Tari Topping in depth. She has taught far before Wulansari Art Studio that she leads was officially established. She began teaching when studying at Indonesian Dance Art Academy in Bandung, West Java, that she was forced to leave.
I was forced to stop studying at the academy due to hard economic condition. I live on dance performance because I have become dancer and clapon since I was a child. I thought even I had not finished my studies.
Since then, Nani has continued to teach Tari Topping. It is not easy indeed to invite people to learn Tari Topping that was just limited to people in keraton. The lack interest of people to study because of economic factor did not decrease her spirit to teach Tari Topping.
At first I said, come on, let's study. And parents said they didn't have enough money, so they just paid electricity. That's my principle. However, sometimes I faced obstacles like expenses and accessories.
Nani taught Tari Topping not only in her simple house, but also in some schools in Cirebon City. She kept going despite low payment.
So basically, I'm allowed to do that. Can't tell me that because of honor, it was so sad when I didn't get payment. When teaching at the SMK or vocational school, I got 60,000 rupiah. It's just enough for transportation from Gempol to Cirebon. But I kept growing. I survived for Topping Palimanan.
Her spirit to develop Tari Topping Cirebon deserves appreciation. Before getting aid from West Java Provincial Government in 2011, Nani and her students gathered money to hire Gamelan as musical accompaniment.
Then we didn't have Gamelan yet. We learned the basic practice with cassette. If we wanted to use Gamelan, we gathered money. So they know the difference between music in cassette and Gamelan.
The struggle and patience of Nani in preserving Tari Topping happily ended up in her inauguration as Maestro Topping Palimanan in June 2012.
Because I have fought so hard, I did it all in June with my inauguration as Topping Palimanan Maestro.
Although she has been recognized as Topping Maestro, Nani, who often performs Tari Topping in various events, never said special to leave. The woman who has become breadwinner in the family because of her husband, the theory renting heart, gains between 200,000 to 500,000 rupiahs per event.
I have never set tariff. People already know it. They see me as a professional dancer. Sometimes they ask me if I got going to receive 500,000 or 200,000 rupiah. When they start event budget, I set tariff.
The woman, who has taught for more than 10 years, has educated 60 students from various ages. Some of them have even had various jobs. According to Nani, seeing her students perform Tari Topping well is one of happiest things for her.
When I see my students perform, I'm so grateful to be able to teach them and they can perform in public. It means they learn it seriously. I'm proud that I can pass on my knowledge and they can be warmly welcomed by public and officials. I'm so happy.
In addition, the woman of two felt moved because her daughter starts to show interest in Tari Topping.
My own daughter, Fanny, did not want to learn to dance in the second grade. But in the third grade, she joined a competition in Petrobanan without learning formally. Maybe she still moves when teaching and she also has the talent as well.
The woman who wants to dance and teaches Tari Topping until growing old expressed her hope.
I hope art and culture, particularly Topping Cirebon, do not extinct. I taught my students that even if they cannot perform, they have to have spirit to preserve them. I also hope my daughter Fanny could become more than a dancer, but also a teacher.
Though she has got aid from West Java Provincial Government, Nani Kadmini hope the government paid more attention to Topping art.
When viewers cannot see the result first, I want that every area realizes its potential, helping to develop it. I personally ask low-level government, especially districts, to help develop the potential.
Nani's hope for help to preserve Tari Topping gained a positive response from the government. Head of Culture and Tourism Information Service at Chilbon Youth Sports Tourism and Culture Service, Wahyu Kusuma, Refuel. Even though we face some difficulties, we have annual agenda. For instance, tourism sector has routine activities or programs involving artists to perform at Taman Mini Indonesia in the Culture and Tourism Park. It is twice in a year, we also incidentally take down to Bulungan. We perform at Taman Ismail Marzuki Art Center too. Sometimes we are invited to expo in Central Java or East Java, and events like the Jakarta Fair. Or PRG. The programs like Braga Festival in Bandung and other cities are included in annual agenda. So, we the government provide access for the artists. The struggle of Tari Topeng artists shows more progress. Topeng art, which was worried to extinct, attracts young generation more, as stated by Andrian Harjo, head of Cirebon Culture Institution. Tari Topeng maestros guide young generation so that the next generation can continue the art despite the absence of maestros. Topeng is really interesting. It is an energetic dance. Some parts are flexible and fluid pieces. Audience enjoy it a lot. I don't know why it wasn't this popular. Now, many tourists like from the Netherlands, the United States and Australia learn Topeng in Cirebon. Topeng festivals and training look so obvious. To maintain and preserve the nation's culture.
Handicraft.